the latest projections show that Wisconsin should have a multi-billion dollar surplus, and that means Governor Tony Evers will have options for the state budget. It's Monday, February 17th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, state wildlife officials have identified avian influenza in wild ducks along Lake Michigan. And the Bad River Tribe is objecting to permitting a pipeline project. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep. When you roll out of bed, bleary-eyed and groggy, if you're like me, the first thing on your mind is getting something to wake you up. So turn on the radio. NPR's daily news program, Morning Edition, has been working through the night to get you the news you need. It's as essential to your morning as a good cup of coffee. So hit the ground running by listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.
Weekday mornings from 5 to 9 on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Governor Tony Evers will deliver his proposed state budget this week. Rich Kramer reports a multi-billion dollar projected surplus means the governor has some options.
Recent revenue projections show the state surplus is expected to be about $4.3 billion. Evers wants to increase funding for schools and childcare. Republican lawmakers want to cut taxes. Fights over the surplus have been a mainstay of recent budgets, but it wasn't always that way. Former Democratic State Senator Mark Miller chaired the legislature's Budget Writing Committee during the Great Recession when the state faced a deficit and filled it with federal stimulus funds.
We just basically entered into a negative budget using one-time money, and that was the money comes from the feds. It was risky, but that was the only way we could keep sort of the funding going forward for schools.
If there had been a surplus, Miller said he would have liked to see more money going to K-12 schools and state colleges. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Governor Tony Evers is also proposing a series of sweeping changes to Wisconsin's prison system, and that includes closing the Green Bay Correctional Institution. The more than half a billion dollar plan would also convert the Troubled Waupun Prison into a vocational village to prepare incarcerated people for reentry to society. Evers described the plan as a multi-step domino series, which will begin with shuttering the Lincoln Hills Juvenile Facility.
Let me be clear, all these steps are interconnected, so this plan is contingent upon each of these steps happening in concert. They must happen in tandem.
The plan would also make more nonviolent offenders eligible for early release. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said that part of the plan is a, quote, complete non-starter, but he said Republicans are willing to work on adding capacity to the prison system. A Milwaukee teacher's aide has been spared deportation for now. Sarah Lear has this update on a case that's drawn attention from immigrant rights groups.
Activists and community members chanted Friday morning outside the Milwaukee field office of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. They were there to support Yesenia Ruano before a hearing that could have resulted in her deportation back to El Salvador. Christine Newman-Ortiz leads the immigrant rights group Voces de la Frontera. She believes public outcry played a role in securing an extension.
You can have rights, but if you don't know your rights and if you don't assert your rights, then you can be taken advantage of.
Ruano's working on an application for legal status that's granted to trafficking victims. She does not have a criminal record, and her twin daughters are natural-born U.S. citizens. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Some Wisconsin communities are opting to remove fluoride from their drinking water, and that's worrying some experts. The village of DeForest will remove fluoride from its water on March 7th. Village President Jane Cahill Wolfgram says that some residents want to reverse the decision. She says advocates from out of town push for the change.
Okay, we got your opinion. Now let us hear from our residents who live here and drink our water and pay our taxes.
Anti-fluoride advocates worry that it has neurotoxic effects, but leading health and dental organizations maintain that fluoride is safe at set levels and key to preventing tooth decay. Tom Reed is the president of the Wisconsin Dental Association.
We have solid evidence that it prevents cavities. It helps kids, it helps communities, it helps families.
He says he suspects that communities like DeForest will reverse course in the future. The Bad River Tribe has objected to permitting a pipeline project under the Clean Water Act. As Danielle Kading reports, tribal officials say a Canadian energy firm's plans to reroute Line 5 will violate its water quality standards.
Enbridge wants to reroute the oil and gas pipeline after Bad River sued the company in 2019 to shut down and remove Line 5 from its lands. The pipeline carries up to 23 million gallons of oil and natural gas liquids daily from Superior to Sarnia, Ontario. Federal regulators signed off on the tribe's water quality standards in 2009. Bad River Tribal Chair Robert Blanchard says the reroute would harm the tribe's resources.
Because there's many more streams and tributaries and everything that runs towards Bad River, into Bad River, out into Lake Superior.
The tribe says the reroute would harm water quality by filling wetlands and blasting bedrock. An Enbridge spokesperson says the company is confident the project will not significantly impact water quality or exceed the tribe's standards. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin wildlife officials have identified the highly contagious avian influenza virus in wild ducks along Lake Michigan. The State Department of Natural Resources reported Friday that the virus was found in a wild merganser collected in Milwaukee County. Sick or dead waterfowl have also been reported along the shoreline in Racine and Kenosha counties. Tom Finley is education director at the Schlitz Audubon Nature Center in Milwaukee. He says the center has not seen sick or dead birds, but they are letting visitors know not to approach affected animals that they might encounter.
It's important to educate and be, you know, aware and thoughtful, as opposed to being, you know, reactionary or even frightened.
The Milwaukee County Zoo closed its aviary last week as a precaution against the avian flu virus. Padded shells that can be worn over helmets are becoming more widely used at all levels of football. As Joe Schultz reports, UW-Madison researchers wanted to find out if those guardian caps actually prevent concussions.
Researchers collected data from more than 2,000 student-athletes at 41 Wisconsin high schools. Students chose whether to wear the guardian caps at practice. They did not wear them in games. Players who wore the caps accounted for a little more than half the concussions recorded during practice. Researchers published the findings last month. Aaron Hammer is a physician who worked on the study.
There wasn't a difference between the two groups in terms of concussion risk between those athletes who wore guardian caps and those that did not. Essentially, there was negligible difference between the two.
She says the caps used by college and pro players are thicker than the ones used by high schools. There hasn't been a comparable study at those levels. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And finally, average student achievement in Wisconsin remains months behind in math and a half grade behind in reading compared to learning levels before the pandemic. That's according to the latest Education Recovery Scorecard from Harvard and Stanford Universities. Two bright spots in the state are the Waukesha and Fond du Lac school districts. They're both back to 2019 learning levels. Jen Gennerman is a deputy superintendent at the Waukesha School District. She says the district invested $6 million on curriculum and training since the pandemic.
The value is in getting high-quality resources with great educators and instructional practices. It's just a benefit when we're all on the common pacing because then we can help professionally develop our educators.
Wisconsin overall ranks 16th in the nation for math recovery and 30th in reading recovery between 2019 and 2024. And a quick check of weather before letting you go on this Monday. It'll be extremely cold across the state today, and it's going to get even colder with a cold weather advisory in effect all day for Wisconsin. High temperatures in the single digits, but wind chills well below zero. And tonight, an extreme cold warning kicks into effect for northern counties. While the rest of the state stays under a cold weather advisory, those northern counties could see wind chills approaching 40 degrees below zero tonight. And that'll do it for this Monday. Thanks so much for being here for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were John Davis and Mallory Chang. As always, leave us that rating and review on your favorite podcast app. It really does help other people find the show. And you can always send us your feedback in an email at newscasts@wpr.org. Have a great rest of your day and try and stay warm. We'll talk to you again soon.